Since many are here in honor of Josie, I want to welcome you. She was a part of the parish here. She's a member of the Mother Butler Guild. I know maybe there's some Mother Butlers here in honor of her. A neighbor and a friend and a relative. So this mass is for her, first death anniversary. I was not around when she died. I think I was out of the country, but I know we had a mass for her. Must have been her 40th day here, because I think I saw that very picture. So we had a mass for her on her 40th day, which is appropriate. And then on the first death anniversary, it's also appropriate to remember, to pray for, to give thanks to God for, and also to recognize that when the Lord takes one of our loved ones home and leaves us behind, we still have to go through the journey. Life goes on. Even though we have sadness, we are not defeated. And the 1 year anniversary is sometimes a good reminder that you can survive the loss of loved ones. So it doesn't mean that you're no longer sorrowing, but it is a symbolic threshold. Well, let's take a look at today's readings. We're in this special stage of the Easter season between the Ascension of the Lord and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Sometimes our founder used to refer to it as Ascension Tide, as if it was a separate season. It's now officially just part of Easter. Today's Monday of the seventh week of Easter. But yesterday we celebrated Jesus ascending into heaven, and on Sunday we're going to celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. So we're in this transition time, a time of praying for the coming of the Spirit, a time of getting used to not being able to see Jesus among us, at least in his physical earthly form. It's kind of an adjustment period. What we're preparing for with the coming of the Spirit is preparing for a new way of living by faith, living by a spiritual power, by the presence of God within us, that is not dependent on natural vision and natural power. Today's gospel reading might help us understand this. The disciples say to Jesus, okay, at last we understand you. You're not speaking in a confusing way. We understand that you come from God. We believe now. And that seems like a great thing to say. It's important that we make decisions of faith, that we believe. But Jesus says, oh, you believe now? But an hour is coming when you will be scattered. In other words, your faith, what you're declaring now, is not strong enough to last in time of difficulty. And I think it's good to reflect on this, because this is often our condition. We all have some amount of faith. We all say we believe, but when difficulty comes along, our faith seems weaker than we thought, or we realize it's weaker than we thought. And I think what we can learn from this is that there's a kind of natural trust in God, what you might call a human faith, a rational acceptance of truth that we have been able to grasp, which is a good thing, it's an important step, but it's not the same as living in the power of the Holy Spirit. So since it's a natural kind of faith, or it's a human capacity, we quickly run into its limit, so that when things go wrong or we enter into a period of contradiction or darkness, we don't believe anymore, or it's very hard. So we need something more than what we have on our own. That's the Holy Spirit. We need a divine power at work in us. We need divine gifts at work in us. And that's what we're praying for in this week. Today's first reading, a selection from the Acts of the Apostles, tells us that there were some disciples in Ephesus who never heard of the Holy Spirit. Kind of a funny little account here. Paul says, well, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers? And they say, well, we never even heard of such a thing. What are you talking about? So what did they believe? Well, they believed in Jesus. They believed in the gospel. But they were still living on a kind of natural power. They had accepted what made sense to them. And perhaps they had not been put to the test, so they remained believers. We know that not long after this, Paul himself is going to run into some terrible persecution in Ephesus, the kind of thing that we can't withstand on our own. We need the Holy Spirit. So Paul says, well, you need the Holy Spirit. So he instructs them that there's a difference between what John proclaimed and the baptism of John and the gift that comes from the Holy Spirit. So he laid hands on them, the Spirit came down on them, they experienced life in the Spirit. There were about 12 men. It's as if it's a reminder to us of the day of Pentecost. The 12 received the Holy Spirit. A little Pentecost in Ephesus. But for us, let's simply take this basic lesson that there's a big difference between living on a natural level and living on a supernatural level. There's a big difference between what we can accomplish, what we can understand, what we can grasp, how much we can persevere, and what we can do with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Christian life is not just our project. It's not something we accomplish. It is God at work in us. We have to choose it. We do have a responsibility. We're not just a passive, we're not just pieces on a chessboard. We have freedom and we have to make decisions of faith. But what we do when we make decisions of faith is we open the door to a power greater than us to work freely within us. That's the Holy Spirit. So in these days, let us allow that power of God to fill us, to change us, and to drive us out into the world. Because in the world, there's a lot of people who don't know the gospel. A lot of people who are still in darkness, who are living on a purely natural level, running constantly into their human limitations. They need to know that there is more. And that's part of our mission. Remember, we heard in the gospel yesterday, Jesus, the very end of Matthew's gospel, says, go, make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them all about this way of life, the commandments. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. We go and make disciples. A lot of disciples don't know the power of baptism, the sacraments, and they don't know much about the faith. Well, okay. Then we have something to share, something to give, something we have received, which is a great gift to share with the world.